So we're on the train. We have checked in with the stewardess, and we're now in the restaurant car where I'm going to have halibut and Mum's having some chicken thing. There may be a fly in the ointment. There's apparently some kind of problem with a door on the train, and they've got to stop somewhere. So this could be interesting. But at least we have food and wine coming, and we can enjoy ourselves in the meantime. I just hope that we don't get put on coaches through the night or something. Just my luck. We're sharing a table with a French couple on here. Otherwise we wouldn't have got a table. It's quite full. Probably not much else to say about it. Oh, that old wine coming. Okay. Thank you. Be better when it warms up.
Our premier voyage.
Yes. Oh, sorry, I couldn't see. Hang on. Yeah, okay.
Excellent. Yeah.
Sorry? Do you know the name? No, it's the first time. Celebrating Robert's birthday this weekend.
Yeah, it doesn't go back, does it? They obviously don't want to go to sleep. No headrest. Put my head back, and then it went back and back and back. It's funny, when Mark and I were on the train to Munich, we had our issues on there. The German and it, you know, our delay. The German announcements were like 3 minutes long. The English version, I think, was about 20 seconds. So we always felt like we were missing out on quite a bit of the story. We got the gist in the end. I won't mention it here. I think I told you, didn't I? And the funny thing was that we got back to the UK. Because Simon was working for an MEP now, the MEP apparently phoned in to say that the line would be long because of it. And it all stacked back to Strasbourg.